The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we've got the list in front of us. Are you ready?
Yep.
Sam, you do the chasing on if it's outside of the top 10, if you would be so kind.
You got it.
Give me the top. This is from the USA Today.
Yep.
Because Saturday Night Live celebrates its 50th anniversary this weekend. And they rank, there, by the way, have been 167 actors who have been on Saturday Night Live, okay, as an actual cast member. They ranked the top 50. I'm asking you for the top 10.
Okay, I already said Eddie Murphy.
Murphy is number one.
Belushi.
Belushi makes the list at number four, John Belushi.
Chris Farley.
Chris Farley does make the list, my favorite of all time, at number seven.
Aykroyd?
Aykroyd makes the list at number nine. I feel like I'm doing bingo here.
D7.
Yeah.
There's no D in bingo.
I'm trying to wonder if they're... yeah, because these are all men. Are there women in the top 10?
Yes, there are, John. One, two, three, four women.
Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon, C8.
Okay.
You're missing a big one from the 70s.
Oh, I'm sure Chevy Chase?
No.
No?
He did not make the top 10.
Oh, good. Okay.
Woman from the 70s died of cancer.
Oh, Gilda. Of course. Duh.
Gilda Radner, number three.
Yep. Chevy Chase did make the list, 26th overall.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Boy, how many have I gotten so far?
You've gotten one, two, three, four, five, six, six. Let me give you a couple hints.
Yeah.
Was brought back to play Kamala Harris.
Oh, Maya Rudolph.
Number 10.
Yep. Okay. And I'm going through, I'm trying to get into the 80s and the 90s a little bit more. And I don't know, outside of Eddie Murphy.
Here's another hint. Go blank yourself, San Diego.
Oh, Will Ferrell. Okay. I always forget he was a cast member. I know he's guested a zillion times.
7 years.
But yeah, I know.
7 years, number five.
Phil Hartman.
Number two.
Okay. And,
Hillary Clinton.
Didn't I say Kate McKinnon?
You did, but this one also did.
Oh, there was a different Hillary. Wow. I don't know. Who else did it? I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to finish that sentence.
She was also in The Weekend Update and is best friends with Tina Fey.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'll give you the initials, AP.
Amy Poehler.
Yep.
Thank you.
Wow, you did not list many that were not in the top 10. Congratulations
for
that.
Yeah, I think one, right?
Yeah.
Chevy Chase was the only one I guessed.
It's the only one you missed.
I mean, some heavy hitters like Daryl Hammond appeared 14th. I was surprised he was that far down the list. Dana Carvey, 11th. Kenan Thompson, 12th.
Without the hints, though, I would never have gotten Amy Poehler being in the top 10.
I had forgotten that Julia Louis-Dreyfus was on Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
3 years.
Right.
In the early 80s.
Bill Murray.
Was she part of the Charlie Rocket purge?
That I don't know.
Okay.
I was too young.
Yeah, because Charlie Rocket, I was 12 when that happened. You'd have been 10.
You think I'm up at 10:30 at night on a Saturday at 10?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you were not living here.
For part of that.
Okay. Charlie Rocket was the first one of two on Saturday Night Live to drop an F-bomb. And the next morning...
Who was the first?
He was. And then the second one was Paul Schaefer.
Really?
Yep. He did that. They were doing a takeoff on Who Shot JR. And he finally just in the middle of the bit said, I want to know who the beep shot JR.
Why is that a fireable offense?
It probably...
Because it's outside of the window.
Yeah, it probably wasn't. I mean, they probably didn't have to, but the Saturday Night Live was also at a nadir in terms of their ratings at that point. So they fired not only Charlie Rocket, but the entire cast except two. The only two that they kept were Eddie Murphy and Joe Piscopo.
No kidding.
Yep.
Now, it might be my age, but I am surprised that one guy in particular who, when I think of Saturday Night Live, he's one of the first people that pops into my mind.
Adam Sandler.
Didn't make the list until 21.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Is that because I am only 27 years old?
No, Sam, when I went through the list, I was shocked that Adam Sandler didn't make the list. I didn't see...
I mean, his songs from his 4 years on that show
legendary.
Are referenced regularly.
Yep. The Thanksgiving song.
And one of the funniest things about, what about Lunch Lady Lamb?
Yeah. And
the Hanukkah song.
The Hanukkah song. That's the other one I was trying to think of. Yes.
I mean, he and Chris Farley together were legendary.
An opera man. I mean, the opera man stuff that Sandler did on Weekend Update was fantastic.
See, but the thing that I love about Adam Sandler, and you'll see this when Jimmy Fallon is on from time to time as a guest. I don't know if he was ever an actual cast member. But Jimmy Fallon is in the We Need More Cowbell sketch.
Yep.
He was the drummer. And I was watching that the other night, just for poops and grins, and Fallon cannot keep it together. And Adam Sandler was notorious for not being able to keep it together.
Yeah.
And that makes me laugh even more, is when the actors who are doing it, like when Adam Sandler and Chris Farley would do a skit together, Sandler could not keep it together because Farley was just so outrageous and so funny. He was my favorite. I love Chris Farley. And Sandler would just start to laugh and buckle over.
Well, you know that they would do it to each other on purpose. That they would try to go out of their way to break the other cast members up. I mean, even going back to like the old Carol Burnett show from the 70s, there are times when you'll see that look on Tim Conway's face, and you know he's about to do something that's going to just flatten Harvey Korman. And every time he did it, it was like, yep, he would nail him, and Korman couldn't do it either. And you're right. I always love those moments because it reminded me, it's just a show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're having a good time. And if they're having that good a time, I'm having that good a time, too.
Any other surprises, Sam, on
your
list?
Well, of course, Daryl Hammond being 14th, I expected him to be much higher. The king of the impersonation. I mean, he did hundreds of characters. Of course, his ultimate demise was very sad, but... The fact that he was not in the top 10 was surprising to me.
You know who I always liked? And it was also from an era of Saturday Night Live that nobody watched when the ratings were tanking. Do you remember Tim Kazurinsky? I'm not surprised. But yeah, he would also do a bunch of stuff on Weekend Update. And he was the one who always had these cards with words printed on them. And they were always just a funny bit of him flipping the cards over and giving crazy answers to the questions that he was asking.
Very nice, very entertaining, but it was not without a serious message. On Thanksgiving, gentlemen, it's important to remember that there are places, other places, of course, in this world that do not have the things that we have and take for granted. For example, Indianapolis. Huh? The Colts, terrible team.
With a really bad coach.
Really makes you want to shed the tears.
The tears.